Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Chris Paul will not play in Game 2 against the Clippers on Tuesday. Paul will continue to be sidelined to start the Western Conference Finals as he remains in the league's health and safety protocols. The 36-year-old point guard doesn't have any symptoms of COVID-19, but it looks like the earliest he could return would be Game 3 in Los Angeles on Thursday. In NFL news, Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark was arrested and charged Sunday in Los Angeles with felony illegal possession of a firearm. In MLB news, Anthony Rizzo is not in the lineup for Tuesday's game action against the Cleveland Indians. The first baseman gets a day off amidst a tough 12-game stretch in which he hit just 154. Rizzo has homered 3 times, though, in that span. Chris Bryant will fill in at first base on Tuesday, with Patrick Wisdom playing third base. Mets outfielder Michael Conforto was activated off the injured list on Tuesday. Max Fried was placed on the 10-day injured list Tuesday because of a blister on his left index finger. The move is retroactive to June 19th. In MLB top prop bets, consider the under 6.5 strikeouts for Marcus Stroman against the Braves. Stroman has been hot recently in the strikeout department over his last 3 starts, but in the 6 starts prior, he was averaging only 4.8 strikeouts per start. We're projecting 4.6 from him tonight. Also consider the over 3.5 strikeouts for Chris Flexen, as we're projecting 5 Ks from the Mariners starter. He tossed 8 scoreless with 8 strikeouts his last time out. On FanDuel, the top value pitchers are Eduardo Rodriguez, Zach Gallen, and Blake Snell. On DraftKings, that list expands to include Kyle Freeland and Chris Flexen. For batters, Mitch Moreland, Sean Murphy, Wander Franco, and Taylor Trammell are top value picks. One hot batter to look at tonight is Brad Miller against Max Scherzer. Miller has 3 home runs and 12 at-bats against Mad Max. It's an interesting split in those 12 at-bats, as Miller has 5 hits, 4 of which have gone for extra bases, and 7 strikeouts. In the walk department, though, consider Odubel Herrera, who has 6 against Mad Max. Herrera holds a lifetime .319 batting average against Scherzer. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.